This is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. The Nashville Department of Health is getting top marks for its handling of the current hepatitis A outbreak. At last count, 60 Nashville residents have been diagnosed with a highly contagious, liver-damaging virus. There is no cure once diagnosed, but there is a vaccine that prevents the infection. City's providing regular updates. It's also aggressively reaching out to vulnerable communities. City says people who abuse illicit drugs, the homeless, and men who engage in sex with other men are most at risk. Chris Sanders with the Tennessee Equality Project notes that the city is using social media effectively to reach out to the gay community.
I've been really impressed that there have been sponsored Facebook posts about the outbreak, but also the fact that the health department is finding ways to offer free vaccines to anyone who might have been exposed.
Organizations serving the homeless say they've also been impressed. Michelle Brinson at the Nashville Rescue Mission says officials immediately quarantined the one mission resident so far diagnosed with Hep A. She says the health department has teams conducting training and doing inspections. Brinson says officials are also holding regular conference calls.
The plan is that they will sort of have this conference call every other week and discuss what is happening, diagnosis, how, you know, if it's continuing to spread, if it's starting to wane, just to keep everybody informed.
Look for a link to the Nashville Health Department's Hepatitis A info page with this story at WMOT.org. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.